This is Passport to Texas Whooper Week. Whooping cranes may be one of the rarest species in North America, but they're hard to miss.
When we look at whooping cranes, there's really nothing on the landscape its size. We do have lots of sandhill cranes here wintering in Texas, but a whooping crane is somewhere in the neighborhood of over 5 feet tall and has a wingspan of 7 feet. And in reality, it's mostly white, and so they really show up on the landscape, and they're very iconic, and you can see them from long distance. And when they're flying, they appear to take up the sky, and so they tend to be these iconic species that people really draw to.
Biologist Sean Oldenberger says what really gives them away is their call. Since the 1940s, we've gone from a low of 20 birds to 329 birds, according to the 2015-2016 winter survey.
And so that is pretty substantial over the 20 birds or so in the 1940s. And what is even more incredible is if you think about these birds, they're very high survival rates and very low reproductive rates. And so they only nest once per season. They usually lay 2 eggs per year. And 9 times out of 10, you only have 1 bird that is successful in fledging. When you look at that, it's just really slow trying to bring those species back from the brink of extinction and trying to bring those birds back to a recoverable level.
But we have more good news tomorrow when Whooper Week continues. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.